Blog Talk Radio.
Change things.
my child was sick. Seemed like he was never gonna get well. But I got down on my knees and I prayed to the Lord. I said, Father, heal, 'cause God will change things. Let me tell you something. If you wanna see something happen in your life, just pray to the Lord, 'cause he'll change things.
Amen, amen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer will change things. And that's what we're here tonight about, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. And we're just excited about you being with us. But prayer, ladies and gentlemen, is the key to everything you want. Yes. Yes, it is. Key to everything you need, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up with us shortly. Hey, I want to give you that number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can tweet that out, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, put that out there, Instagram. Just put that number, 347-843-4559. We'll put you in touch with the broadcast tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we're on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, heard all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen, via the internet. So we thank you so much for that time today. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we have scripture coming up, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Ephesians 3. I'll be coming up shortly. And as you meditate in the word, ladies and gentlemen, and have time with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this live right now or even later on, thank you so much. I want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise for you being with us today as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word. Let's go to the Word of God. Ephesians 3, 14, verses 14 through 20. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about what God is saying in His Word even right now. For this cause, ladies and gentlemen, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Wow. That He would grant you according to His riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, ladies and gentlemen, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, amen, may be able to comprehend all the saints, that is, the breadth and length and depth and height, and to all to and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. In verse 20, ladies and gentlemen, says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is moving right now for you. Right now. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we always thank Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. So we're excited about them. At this time, we're going to open up the mic for Bishop right now. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again this evening. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for all your marvelous work. We give you glory and honor. We adore you because you alone is worthy of all the praise and glory. Lord, we thank you. This day that you have made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever to all generations. Father God, we give you honor tonight, God, for your miracle-working power. We thank you for the miracle that you've already performed. We thank you, God, as we call those things to be not as though they already are. Father God, we forever give you glory because we walk by faith and not by sight. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. God, we thank you, Lord. So say your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we come in the name of Jesus, decree and declare your word in the earth realm. Father God, we magnify you. We call it so even now. We pray for families, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for their health. We pray, God, from the God that you heal those that are sick, those that are afflicted in the name of Jesus. Because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. But the chastisement of our people was on them. But it's with your stripes we are healed. God, we thank you, God, for healing even now that individual that is sick. We give you glory and honor tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, as you strengthen the Lord in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones. We pray, God, as you strengthen them, God, and let them know, God, that now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father, we give you honor tonight, and we decree and declare your word says that you'll wipe away all tears from our eyes. And Father, we give you glory tonight. We thank you, God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We pray for families all over this world. We pray for families, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Bishop Brimson and his family. We pray, God, as you strengthen them during this time of Marie, God. We thank you, God, as you be with them. And God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're able, God. We know that you will, God. We know that you can. And Father, we decree and declare it is already so. And Father, we give you glory to God tonight for your mighty work. We give you glory and honor for the miracles that you're still performing. We thank you for life even now, God. We give you honor tonight because we are healed and we are not sick, God. We give you honor tonight, God, that we are whole because your word has made us whole, God. We thank you tonight, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, your word says, we give you glory for your word. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare your word tonight, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. I pray for our nation tonight, God. I pray for our country tonight, Jesus. I pray for all nations, God. I pray for all countries, God. I pray for all cities, all communities. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray against violence and murder in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your blood prevail, your blood covers in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. And Father, your word says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps tonight, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in the earth realm. We pray that your miracles, God, will you continue to perform. We pray in the name of Jesus, we call it so. Even those that are sick in the hospital tonight, those that are sick at home tonight, those that are sick, God, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. We know that, God, there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you tonight for your mighty word. We thank you for your word. You watch us over your word to perform it. God, your word, you watch us over it to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. We give you glory tonight. Where words say one could put 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. Father, we pray tonight, God. God, we pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the believer, God. We pray tonight, God, that you will strengthen the body of Christ. Father God, make us one in the spirit, O Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this season that we're living in, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort hearts tonight. We pray, God, that you will strengthen those that remain tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you for it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the doors that have been opened, God. We thank you for the ways that you have provided, God. We thank you for your protection, God, your angels and camp about us. We thank you for Michael and Gabriel, God. Gabriel, the messenger, God. Send the audible shut out. Ye son of the living cold. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, we thank you for your assurance, God. And this is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, know that you hear us. And Father God, we give you glory tonight, Dad. We give you thanks for it tonight. We praise you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those that's in Europe. We pray for those that's in Africa. We pray for those that's in Japan. We pray for those all over this world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, make the crooked places straight. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring us closer to you. Keep us under your blood. Your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked ways, then we would hear from heaven. You will forgive our sin and you would heal our land. Lord, our lands need healing tonight. Father God, our nation, our generation. Father God, we pray for the young people tonight. Father, we pray for their protection, God. We pray for their safety. God, even the old people, we pray tonight, God, that you cover us in your blood. We pray tonight for the miracle working power. We give you thanks for it tonight, and we glorify you for all that you have done. We thank you, God, we are coming to the end of the year. God, you have taken care out of all the things that have gone on, out of all of the crisis has come forth. God, you brought us through the storm. And Father, we know that you're able to keep our minds in perfect peace. God, we thank you tonight. And we glorify you, God, even as we're coming to the end of this year. God, let us be more thankful, be grateful to you for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord, as you protect us, God, under your blood. Protect your people, God. Protect the children as they go to school. Protect that child tonight, oh God. Look on that family that lost the child, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for their strength. We pray for their endurance. We pray, God, for those that have lost loved ones this past 2 years, God, during the storm of this life, God. We pray that you will strengthen them. We pray that, God, that we will lift our heads to the hill for which come all our help, knowing all our help come from you. Father God, we can't do anything without you, but with you we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. God, we give you glory tonight as you continue to be glorified in our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. We give you honor and glory, God. All the glory go to you for all that you've already done and what you're going to do in the days ahead. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you have allowed us to see such a great move of God. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to make it through the storms and trouble in life, God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, it's all of the Moshe, Kora de la Bishata, Eko Roma de Besheka, Labate, Kondo Sipa Deva. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that family tonight, God. I pray for that child tonight, God. I pray, God, of the Moshe, Kala Bishata. Oh, my little fire, Boko no see, my little bend up. Eh, my little Moshe, Konda, Bati, the Alfato, Rain, my little Makira, my little Beshe, Gala, the Alfato. Oh, my God, this is the Rabako no see. We never condo Santa Lede. We honor you, Almighty God. Yes, Santa. There's no God like you. You are the greatest of all time. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the refuge. You are the present help in time of trouble. Father, we thank you tonight. And God, you be glorified, and you be glorified in the earth realm. Father, we give you glory tonight as you shield your people under the blood, God. No matter what the news reporter is saying, no matter what the doctor's report is, God, we know that you are able to bring us through these storms of life. We know it's not the end of God because you're the one holds the end in your hand, God, and you're the one hold life and death in your hand, God. You're the one, God, that able to bring through, God, and turn situation around. And Father, we thank you, God, as you continue to turn situation around. Doors are being opened, God. We give you glory for the doors. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord that making rich in Adam no sorrow. We thank you for the miracles of healing in our families and our loved ones and our communities and our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our country. We thank you for healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that kondo si palalabata, eh malalabo shi kondo satalalabe, ah galalabo she, palalisato kondo bo she. God, we pray tonight, God, as you unite the body of Christ together, God. Unite us in the spirit, O Heavenly Father. Let us keep our eyes focused on you in spite of what going on in the world. Let us know that, God, our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. We thank you for it tonight. And we assure you, God, you son of the Bokondo, see Father the Beta. Father, we give you glory tonight. We adore you for tonight, God. We thank you for all the things that you have done. We thank you for all the blessings, God. We thank you for all the promises that are coming to pass in our lives. We thank you for the motomo shati di ekota. Ambo siko rala masatela le bekondo sipala la bata. Remire le bakondo satela le bekondo sikala la beta. Ekala la moshika la bate le rasim. God, I'm going to start there, Father. God, we ask you to bring families closer together during this season, God. Let the Moshaka la Moshe. Ah, no, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, la Moshe, Korapta la Rebeshe. God, in the name of Jesus, comfort those that feel, God, la Moshaka la Rebeka. Comfort those that feel like all hope is gone. Comfort those that have lost loved ones in this season. Maybe feel difficult for them, God. We know that you're able to bring them through it, God. You are now the Moshata la Beko, Rami la Bokondo, Sika la Ba. We thank you for the doors that's being opened. We thank you for spiritual doors are being opened. We thank you for breakthroughs that's taking place in the earth realm. We thank you for the miracles of God on Moshati Beko, Rami la Bate, Kondo la Moshata, Ima la Bokondo, Sipa Deva. God, as you keep our minds and perfect fear, in perfect peace, because you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear. Father, we pray, Father, we pray tonight, God, as we the most shout that your word is able to reach every situation. Your word is able to touch every heart tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement with people we've never seen. We stand in agreement with people we don't even know. We stand in agreement according to your word in the name of Jesus that miracles are taking place in their lives, God. We thank you, God, you're bringing deliverance in their lives tonight. You're healing their loved ones tonight. You're opening doors for miracles to take place in their lives tonight. God, we thank you, God, you're opening the door for homes and jobs. You're opening the door for wealth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that door that's been opened. God, we're walking through those doors with victory. We're walking through those doors with confidence. We're walking through those doors in faith. We're walking through those doors, God, in belief. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare for our brothers and sisters, God. We decree and declare for those that are moko rapa. Isambo kondo si pate. God, we thank you tonight. We give you glory. God, we thank you, God, as you protect those that travel during these seasons, God. Heavenly God, in the name of Jesus, going to see their loved ones, going to visit their friends. God, God, protect them in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory and we honor, we adore you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you continue continue to be glorified. You continue to be glorified in our lives. We thank you for God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you have let us out of Okotaba. You let us out of Kondo Sibaba. You let us out of Kondo Sibaba. God, you let us out of Kondo Sibaba. You have done great things in our lives. God, we thank you, God. We pray for our loved ones, God. We pray for those that children are missing. God, we pray that they return home. We pray that they will call and get in contact with their parents. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will reconnect them there, God. In the name of Jesus, reconnect families. Reconnect husbands and wives. Reconnect them in the spirit, oh God, that they are loved of O Kondo Sia. Le ne Kondo Satele Leveka. Isandro Kondo Sateleka. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as you strengthen that man tonight, that woman, that individual tonight, as you strengthen them and encourage their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. We call it so, God. We call it so. Tonight it is already done according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, just heard Bishop John Crenshaw pray over you, ladies and gentlemen, your family, your nation, ladies and gentlemen, and around the world, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Bishop. Tonight at this time, I want to go straight to Dr. Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. I just want to encourage those of you that are listening and just feel it so strongly in my spirit as we come to the closing of this year, is that we be mindful, is that the Lord would help us to remain alert, alert, alert in the spirit. The word of the Lord says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So praise the Lord. Our prayer is that each and every one of us, particularly as the lead believers, that we would remain alert in the spirit. That's why the Bible says watch and pray. Watch and pray. Praise God. We want to keep our eyes open in the spirit. We know that the enemy is going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Praise God. He's not going to stop until he, praise God, attempts or feels like, praise the Lord, that he's going to overthrow the kingdom of God. But the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I'm reminded in Acts, the 28th chapter, we know about Paul that had come to this place, this particular island, and the Bible said that the people welcomed him with an open arm, and they were very welcoming in this particular place. And we know that as Paul began to put the sticks on the fire, praise God, to build a fire, the Bible said the venom and beast came out of the fire and attached themselves on Paul. What is that really saying? That even if it may seem comfortable, even if it may appear to be okay, still be watchful. The Bible said it was a welcoming place. The people were very welcoming. But still, he met adversity in the midst of all of that. As he began to build the fire, the venomous beast came out of the fire, attached himself to his hand, and then they perceived that Paul was not a man of God. Praise the Lord. So we have got to be so watchful in the spirit. Never get so comfortable in any place. I don't care where it is. The Bible said, watch as well as pray. Amen. Praise God. We're not going to get comfortable. We got to be on guard. We got to be on point. We got to know that the enemy, praise God, is striving to take away, praise God, the life, the hope, and the faith of every believer. But God in us is greater. God in us is greater. God in us is greater. So be encouraged tonight. But most of all, I'm encouraging everybody that's listening, be alert. Remain alert. Stay alert. Pay attention. Pay attention. Read the word of God. Learn how to align the word of God with present day events. Let me say that again. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and coach you how to align the word of God with present day events. All of these things that are happening, it is just not only things that's happening in the natural realm, but these are spiritual matters. And God wants the body of Christ and the church to remain alert. that our eyes will be open, praise God. The Bible says if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. It's not possible. So let us pray that we remain in the vein of listening and hearing and being alert to the voice of God at all times, even as we go into this season where we celebrate the birth of our Lord. We're grateful that he came. But most of all, we thank God that he died and he rose again and got it with all power in his hand. And that same power he has given unto us as believers. Hold on to the faith. Hold on to your faith, because when Jesus comes back, he's looking for faith in the earth. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're listening right now, listening later, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop's wife. Gave us another word of wisdom from the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. And I took some notes. I hope you all are taking some notes, ladies and gentlemen. Doc wants to remind us you need to read, research, pay attention, and speak the Word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. These are the times where you got to take action in the Word, ladies and gentlemen, and believe it as well. And we thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight being with us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to open up the lines for those who have a prayer request or comment for Bishop and them tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to give you some time for that. And we're going to mention only your last four digits and give you a few seconds to come on board here as well. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Our first caller, 1799. You're live on the air. God bless you. Amen. Caller 1799. If you're ready, you're online. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. I think everybody's just listening right now tonight, so we thank God for you. And know that we are praying for you right now. Bishop just prayed over you, and we will continue to pray over you tonight and throughout the rest of the year, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank God, Dr. Crenshaw, the word of encouragement. I continue to pray for one another, love one another, enjoy one another during this season, Christmas, this holiday season. Enjoy each other in love and love somebody and tell them you love them and pray for someone else. And as we pray for each other, as we pray for one another, and know that God hears us when we pray. God bless you tonight. We love you. We're praying for you. And God is going to change your situation. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, for your time tonight, for the encouragement, and most of all, for the Word of God coming into our life. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you tonight. We want to let you know that you want to have a great, want you to have a great rest of the evening. Have a great rest of the weekend as well. As you know, this is our holiday month, so we know people are moving around the planet and getting ready to move around the planet for Christmas time and the new year. So we want you to be safe, as Bishop prayed earlier. We want you to be safe and use wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, as you move across the land and whatever transportation you're using. So thank you so much for that. But we want to leave you with Richard Smallwood, ladies and gentlemen, one of Bishop and Doc's favorite songs here, Center of My Joy. Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, is the center of our joy. God bless you.
In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Simple things in life, you're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home, you're the source and finish of my heart.
Joy. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Take care, everyone. See you later. Bye-bye.